Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Lone Star Radio on my mind.
Welcome to the Texas Ticket Show. This is Armando.
And I'm Haley.
And we are very glad you came out today for the Texas Ticket Show. Today we've had a very special episode. We've got Marco from Tuscany Italian over there at Marcel Center at Grand Central Park.
And it smells delicious in here, let me just tell you. I wish you could send smells through the camera, but yeah.
Tuscany Italian Grill Conroe. And they... A bit new to the area still, and they've got a lot of stuff going on for the holidays, and we've got them here in the studio now, and a whole lot of food waiting for us to wrap this show up. So I was kind of counterproductive. I was going to eat it on the show. Welcome, Marco. Welcome. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Our pleasure. Soon to be more so our pleasure. I peeked into one of these dishes. Tell me about what you brought here today.
Well, we have a truffle fettuccine, and the other dish is rigatoni bolognese.
Come on.
And penne alla vodka.
Very excited.
I think it sounds better with the accent and everything. Just makes it sound better.
It probably makes it taste better too.
Probably, yes. Yes, exactly.
But your location is what is Marcel Plaza? That's over there on I-45.
Yes, on the shoulder of 45 on Grand Central Parkway.
You know, Shuri Potts, one of our co-hosts here on the show over at Hyatt Grand Central Park Conroe, has the biggest praise for you guys. She's like a huge fan of yours.
Yeah, we should thank her. Yeah. While we're here, she has been a customer from first day.
From first day. She was out front before we opened. Yeah. She was telling me, I can't get enough of this place.
And when did you guys open that location?
We opened end of April. So I've been there almost 6 months now.
Okay.
Right. And okay, so other highlights on the menu. Tell me about a few items that are big sellers.
Well, it's a family business, mm-hmm. and we cook upon the order. A lot of these recipes are passed down year after year, and we just try to make the best out of it. And on this location, we have some more upscale plates and a lot of the regular basic dishes, and the menu covers throughout the pizza, pasta, sandwiches, chicken dishes, veal, and seafood. I would say the top seller is on the appetizers, octopus carpaccio and the mussels. Mm-hmm. And also we have a grilled octopus on the main menu, penne vodka, which you guys will enjoy it later, and rigatoni bolognese, and as I mentioned before, pizzas, a lot of pizzas.
Mm. I love all the stuff you're talking about right now.
Yeah, my mouth is watering.
Tell me about maybe something to go with my limoncello. Maybe a little dessert, a little pastel. What do you have?
Limoncello goes good with the limoncello cake. We carry that too.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. That sounds fantastic. Anything chocolatey?
We do have a German chocolate cake, chocolate cheesecake, chocolate eruption cake. We do have a huge variety of desserts too, and of course the classical ones.
I didn't think I'd push that hard. It was like, yeah. You got a bunch.
Yeah, the tiramisu, we make it at the house. Ooh. And we got cannoli cream. And
oh, I love cannolis.
Well, if you don't mind me asking, where do you source your ingredients from to ensure the authentic Italian taste?
Everything comes out of main warehouse in New Jersey, and then all the way down to Texas.
Mm. It's outstanding. Awesome. And your chef came from Rome?
Chef Wes, yes. He lived in Rome, went to school there for 5 years, culinary school, and then worked there as a chef for 4 years before he moved to the States.
Wow.
A couple of years ago. And we have awesome. Him. We have him on board with us now.
Man, he's just touching food and making it awesome.
Yeah.
And the pasta, it would like a, you know, a There's a lot of different types of pasta, you know, but you can look and see some of those wide pappardelle style, the big noodles. The fresh look about the pasta that's just a little, you know, you didn't get it, in the big, I'm sure you would do regular spaghetti as well, you know, there's some definitely unique pastas in there. But I love it. I love the idea. And so you on the pizzas, you just do whatever.
Yes, so we have, the special pizzas, and also you pick the toppings, pizzas.
I mean, are they like they whole, start, or are they just like one slice?
No, they start style, 12-inch up to 18-inch pizzas.
18 inches, wow. Perfect for
parties.
That's
a lot of pizza.
Yeah.
So now you got the holidays coming up. Do you do caterings and things like
that?
Yes,
of course, we do a lot of caterings, and I should mention Sam Houston University close to us. They do a lot of orders. Through us.
Really? That's cool. Yeah,
a lot of catering also. We have an available banquet room that holds up to 50 people.
Oh,
so
wow.
A lot of people going through booking that room for the holidays.
And you have that at your location?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
cool.
Exactly. Yep.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
So what's the Christmas schedule look like for the store?
Okay, we're going to be closed Christmas days, of course. Everybody's... Sure. Need to spend a day with the family and their loved ones, and going to work half day on Christmas Eve, so we're going to close a bit early.
You got anything crazy different out of the norm for the
We run weekly specials. Besides the daily specials, we run weekly specials. So
I meant like an Italian Santa or something.
We'll try if we get one.
So you're not dressing up. Okay.
Who's that guy? I'm Santa, darn it. I'm Santa.
Well, I know you guys have only been open for about 6 months, but do you have any memorable guest experiences in those 6 months you've been open?
I would say so. We have a couple of, a few regular customers that come daily basis, and it's nice, actually. They get worried more than us about the business, if it goes good and everything. And that's, them being friendly and nice towards us, it's great.
Yeah. Well, food is a matter of the heart. It's serious business as well, though. It's both. You get all the real love, but you get the same compassion, But if there was no passion, there, you could taste it. You know what I mean?
There is no passion, you need a microwave.
Yeah. It's meaningful like that. You can taste the spirit in your food, You know when somebody's got, love on it, Like, when your mom made it, it was like, mom made it, there's love on it, she cared, you get good food, and quality food, and you can see the quality, you can taste it, and I think everybody that I've spoke to that's been to the restaurant has nothing but fabulous things to say. What about gluten and vegan and all that stuff?
We do carry gluten-free options, gluten-free pizza, gluten-free pasta, but the main thing is that we cook upon the order, which can accommodate everybody's needs. Pretty much, if you are gluten intolerant or lactose free and everything, we can cook it.
Yeah. I like that.
I think that folks, what we need to make sure they identify themselves. I can't eat certain things.
Yes.
Before.
Yes. Yes.
I have some friends that are allergic to everything, and they make a big deal before they order the food. And if not, they'll reach into their bag and they'll pull their own little sandwich out, just in case, so they don't ruin everyone's good time, you never know. There's the stuff in the pasta. Seminola. Some people have allergies with this
Last month we had a lady that we've been accommodating her almost every other day. It was her first time after 4 years going out to eat because she's allergic to a lot of things. And I'm glad and happy that we can accommodate her.
Yeah, absolutely. That means a lot, especially to people like that, who do have food allergies. And
yes.
Yeah.
And they're so understanding of it that they just don't want to ruin your dinner. So they brought food just in case, so they didn't make a scene. And, they don't expect you to be able to
accommodate.
It's too much sometimes. Some people's But then having other options, I mean, there's always like a salad or like a, you know, other things like that, an antipasto, or, you know, that you could more comfortably eat and still join in on the meal and the friends, you know, without, you know, where's this or that, and kind of expect, you know, the expectation of it. But how are things going? Has it been well? You've been doing good.
Community here in Conroe is great. It's welcoming us in a good way. I mean, every business, when it starts, it has its ups and downs.
They didn't flood your door. I figured they'd be like lined up. They're the best at the beginning.
We're trying to get there.
We're a little front heavy here in Conroe.
Important is to settle the things down first, you know.
Yeah.
Make sure everything runs smoothly and then.
You know, I think the food takes the reputation a bit from there. You know, they you don't have to be so cool; just have to be good. You know, they don't like me, but they love my food.
We have to be good on the food and the customer service too.
Yes, true.
They both have to go.
Yeah. What kind of environment would you say, you know, you want your guests to experience or feel when they go into your restaurant?
I want them to feel like at home. It's a family business, and that's our goal. Everybody should feel comfortable and welcome
and feel like at home. Enjoy good food.
Yes.
Yeah,
outside the private banquet room of 50, how many do you seat in main dining?
We seat 180.
180. And then there's a bar?
Yes, we have a full bar, a separate seating area around the bar, and also some high tops.
Nice. Very nice. Staffing is good.
You've got a good team. Most of the guys, they've been working with us for a few years, so they know what to do, what is asked for them to do.
Good. And strong staff's hard to find. You know.
You
can raise them. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get staff members that, you know, find a good place to be. But when it's new, you know, the loyalties are the strong staff. Yeah. You know what I mean? So they're. Getting them to move around is not always the easiest thing to do. but, you know, we understand as food service, you know, where it's at, where it's happening, you know, what people are appreciating and where they're going, where they're dining, and that frequency that creates more tips, more revolutions to tables and more happy guests at the end, and has a bigger paycheck as the end result of a food service staff employee. And I think a house like that can definitely bring that to the table.
Correct.
What about a wine list? You got some vino?
Yes, we have. As I said, we have full bar, and also we have a wide range of wines, white and red, Prosecco. We have a Santa Margarita, which is like a sweet white wine. Mm-hmm. We have Cabernet, Merlot.
Yeah.
Chiantis.
So some good reds to move
around.
Yes,
to pair
that. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't drink any wine. Do you drink white wine?
I drink white wine, yes. Yeah. I don't drink red wine.
I think it's ladies' choice. Yeah. You don't drink red?
No, I don't. Tannins. I just, wine and beer, I just don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just not old enough, but my taste buds aren't there. I am old enough to drink. That's not what I meant, but, you know, I just feel like maybe I have to be past a certain age to be like
a matured palate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just not there yet.
Maybe you just haven't had a good one yet.
I don't know, but. I love white wine, so.
Yeah, and I think it's more readily served, you know, easier to, like you can get a Kendall Jackson or an easy label, and it's still good juice, you know. And the costs are always a bit less, too, for the whites and the margaritas and the Santa Margarita, the Pinot Grigios and the things like that. But, you know, and you get into the reds, you can go forever.
Oh, yeah.
You go endlessly on the depth there. Would you say you get into some of those higher end wines or any?
We do carry top of mind Camus, like a high end wine, and another one.
There's Camus has several goods, and the Oren Swift group's got that. What was it? Camus makes that Bonanza. Have you had Bonanza?
Mm. No, I wouldn't say we do.
You know, there's a place right behind you called the Cootery, and are you familiar with the Cootery?
Yes.
Yeah, and they do. All they do is the meat and cheese. So they really focus on these great finds, that are, you know, well priced wines that have just home runs. You know, they study their winemakers.
We have changed our food menu and bar. Menu twice, you know, based on the customers' feedbacks. Mm. So
That's very responsive.
I think we are right what everybody asks when I come in.
Nice. That's great.
You're so accommodating.
That is. Yeah. But it's nice not to be so flat-footed and to work with them in this way. And it's very considerate. I look forward to going over to eat.
Me too. I'm excited.
One more time. Let's get the address. And
it's 1259 Grand Central Parkway, Suite 100.
So I've heard about a car giveaway.
That's correct, yes.
Were you giving away a car for real?
Yes.
Do you choose the car? What kind of car is it?
It's sitting out front.
It's sitting out front. It has a red bow on top of it. And it's a brand new Chevy Malibu. And that's like an appreciation to the community.
Oh, I love that.
And so what do you got to do to get a car?
It's very easy. It's like every customer that spends $50 and up, they get a ticket for the raffle and no limit on the visits. And any time they come in or order to go. And
even a to-go order, huh?
Yes, correct. And the drawing will be December 23rd of this year. It will be a nice Christmas gift for whoever wins it.
Yeah, somebody's getting a nice.
Oh, my gosh.
And so you've got live entertainment as well down there,
yes,
right?
Yes, every Thursday and every Saturday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Who do you got down there? Who's playing?
Ray Pate.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yes, yes. He's a wonderful, talented man.
Do they do a little dancing in
there?
Do,
they do, actually.
And also, he's like surprised. No, they dance.
Like, can the customers get up and dance?
Yes. Oh, I'm talking the customers get
we
up
thought
and
it was
dance.
You. We thought it was him the whole time. So you're going to dance, huh?
Yeah. And also, we run daily specials Monday through Friday, and we have happy hour also between 2 and 6 with discounted drinks. And appetizers.
That's fabulous. So I'm excited about who's going to win this car. When do we find out who won?
It's going to be December 23rd at 7 p.m. and the drawing will be live on Facebook.
You'll put it on Facebook. Okay,
so yes,
I guess that's where
pretty much every customer will get a ticket. They like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram so they can watch.
Yeah.
Drawing live.
I'll put the.
Unless you guys want to come in, bring your cameras and record everything and podcast it live, you're more than welcome.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be cool. Get a free glass of wine for that?
Well, of course.
Okay, maybe. Well, we'll something to think about then.
Awesome. That is so cool. And when did you start?
We started this October 1st.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. We just started like.
So there's a bunch of entries in there already. It's there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Would you say it's helping? It's doing good stuff? Bringing them in? Okay, cool. And learn to love it like we are. We look forward to trying the food tonight, Marco.
Of course.
And thank you for taking time from your busy schedule. I know
no
you are.
No problem at all.
We drug him in. We said, you got to cook for us. And he's like, what? And he's like, please. And we begged and he came anyway. So we thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having
me.
Thank you for
extremely grateful.
Me.
The website.
Tuscany Italian Grill Conro.
Tuscany Italian Italian Grill Conro.com.
Yes.
Super. Thank you again, Marco. We appreciate you.
Well, thank
and we
you
look
all.
Forward to
thank
seeing
you all for having
store.
Me.
I am excited. Let's eat.
Yeah.
We'll be back after this, folks. Every Friday, tune into Texas Ticket on Conroe's 104.5 and 106.1 FM with Armando Nino of Go Lake Conroe, focusing on Montgomery County area events and places. Get a feel of the Texas spirit at the event, paired with guest and vendor interviews, event coverage, and ticket giveaways, and so much more. Join us Fridays and punch your Texas ticket. For more information on the show, visit irlonestar.com/Texas Ticket.
Lone Star Radio on my mind. So won't you kick your feet up if you have a minute.
Welcome back to the Punch Your Texas Ticket segment of the show. This is the part of the show where we talk about stuff that just makes you a little more Texan or that are local enough for a Texan to want to do.
Absolutely.
We try to keep them in the ones that are coming up because, you know, we'll see you next week with the ones that are going to be coming up. But nevertheless, there's a lot of stuff coming up all over Montgomery County right now.
Yeah.
They're just, and you know, the one that's my favorite, my near and dear to my heart every year comes around at this time of year, and a lot of locals love it. Everybody loves it. It's beautiful. I mean, the first time I went there, I was like, wow, what a huge event. So, wow, what a huge event, you know.
Renaissance Festival, yeah?
Texas Renaissance Festival. Yeah. Yep. I got my shirt on.
I see. You look so festive.
Yeah. Yeah. 50th anniversary. And, you know, they've got it coming up this weekend is Pirate Weekend.
Yes. Yes. I'm so excited. They're also having a Best Dressed Pirate Award that they're giving out. So if you go this weekend, make sure you dress up in your best pirate attire. And they're also having a fish and chips eating contest. Are you going to participate in that?
I think so. You know, I don't really get into this whole hot dog business. And, you know, and I can't see myself doing watermelons and, you know, pies. And just don't have, I don't think I have it to win.
Chicken wings? What about chicken wings?
Possibly. You know, but I think I'd rather savor my chicken wings, you know, but fish and chips, man, I think I could really beat that up. You know what I mean? I'm the fish and chip hammer. You know what I mean? I think we're going to put away some fish and chips. You know, but last time I saw this eating contest over there, for some reason there was an additional twist, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I could do that. That doesn't sound too difficult. And then you get there, and they make you tie your hands behind your back.
Oh, yeah, that's a little bit more challenging.
Whoa, now you're going to make a mess of me, you know? I mean, I could comfortably...
You don't want to get fish and chips all over your pirate costume?
No. Why's it got to be all messy like that, you know?
It's for the fun of it.
Man. You know, we do a lot of things for that.
We do.
It's a good cause, you know, the things we do for the fun of it, you know. And so for the fun of it, Pirate Weekend, week 4, November 2nd and 3rd, it's all hands on deck over there. You know, and just on that note really quick so we can get that out, Heroes and Villains is the one coming up, the one after that. Let's see, that's November 9th and 10th, the Heroes and Villains.
Next weekend.
Barbarian Invasion, November 16th through 17th. Personal favorite. I really do like that. It's Pirates and Barbarian Invasion for me, and those are my faves. Highland Fling, November 23rd and 24th. And then the Celtic Christmas to finish the season, November 29th and 30th. And I think there's even the first. They go into a three-day, a few extra innings there for
end of holiday bash, three-day segment, dress up Celtic
and
Celtic Christmas.
There is a massive fireworks show that's held there every single night, right? And
over the water, right?
Mm-hmm, right after the entertainment, and it's always done by a different group. Now these troops come from all over the nation, all over the world, to perform here, and we've been the attraction for bigger and better style troops, and we've seen it tear up through the years, you know, and the quality of entertainment that comes at the end of the evening, as well as the fireworks show. I mean, have you ever been to Disney?
I have, yes.
Every night at 9 o'clock, you know, the big fireworks
behind the
show.
Castle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so it is the big theme park thing to do, you know, and I'm told these things range from, you know, $20,000 to $100,000, if not more, for these fireworks shows, and that how they're getting more and more extravagant every year. So I'm really excited about what's coming up, what's to come this weekend, and everything to see for the rest of the season. We can, and we'll keep you up here on some of that stuff, and hopefully we'll have some tickets for friends and handouts and whatnot. And so outside of Todd Mission, now that's going on, Todd Mission, Planters, right past Plantersville, Texas, take a left, 105 West, and there's some other ways back there with the new thoroughfare and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But
this weekend, we've got Already Gone is performing the greatest hits of the Eagles, and I'm a huge Eagles fan. My mom and dad have always listened to the Eagles, and so I feel like I know every word to every song.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, no, I wasn't that prepared. I don't want to sing it.
I'm a huge wine fan, so we've got this Bernhardt Winery thing going on where it's just so cool to chill and listen to some music out there, and they've got a new indoor pavilion out there. They've really, excuse me, changed a little bit of the look out there and made it very convenient.
Yeah, and that show is going to start at 7 p.m. and we will link the link to get tickets down below in the show notes.
Yeah. And November, we've got things going on in November. We've got the November 1st, All Saints Day.
Yes.
That's today. And then we've got
the presidential election on Tuesday.
November 5th, general election day.
It's the 60th one. Mm. Yeah.
And then we've got November 11th is Veterans Day. Yep. And then the 28th, Thanksgiving?
Yep.
Right.
Thursday, yep.
Mm-hmm. So, a lot of stuff to put on that calendar. That's all happening. Yeah. I think we're going to hold off on the Montgomery Snow Party because we didn't want to update anybody about that just yet because it's coming.
It is.
It's coming.
It is. We're excited. But if we talk about it, it's coming.
Soon, it'll melt. It'll just melt. I'm just going to scribble that out. What about Biz and Booze over at 202 North Main?
If you are a local business here in the area, it's a great opportunity for you to go out and network, meet other local business owners, just connect with other people in the community. It's a great way to get to know people. And that's actually like one of the first things that I did when I moved here was get involved with networking in the local community. And yeah,
network's super powerful. Yep. I keep meeting people that I ask them, so where's your storefront? You're looking at it, and I'm like, really, is all you're doing? And I go to like a Boss Babe and they're there, and then you go to one of the Net Level Ups and they're there, and it's the same guy. It's like, he is working here, this guy's on it. And anyway, so November 14th, 202 North Main, you can go down to Biz and Booze, and it's one of the original stops on their rotation back when they first started the Biz and Booze group. They'll be here at 202 North Main, 5 to 7. You can go catch it there. November 16th over at Hyatt Regency Grand Central, or Hyatt Grand Central Park Conroe, Regency Conroe 101, Grand Central Parkway. November 16th and 17th is the Cards and Collectibles show. They do the Pokemons, the athletic collectibles, the sports memorabilia.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one, especially with the World Series going on. They have a lot of baseball cards for all the baseball fans
that's
interested.
Right. That's right. And that's going to be, what, week four now? I think they're in week four of the World Series. But we'll see how that plays out. But they also have, Christmas right around the corner and, good place to do a little shopping for those guys that you got to go to a specialty store to get it. You can go get a comic or, some cards for those guys. And you know who they are. But anyway,
speaking of classic Christmas things, if you haven't seen The Nutcracker, you have to go see it. They are going to be here. Where did that go? Oh, my goodness. Oh, they are going to be here on Saturday, November 9th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the Nutcracker, I have a very special place in my heart for that. I was Clara in my dance studio's Nutcracker growing up. And so
I don't think these people are actually performing.
You don't think they're performing?
No, it's a shopper's market. Clara.
Forget me. Just, I giving misread. Away. I apologize. No,
they would be cooler if they did.
I'm sorry.
I
misread that.
No. I totally understand. They're landing on that Nutcracker, Christmas.
The theme.
Yeah. But it does house hundreds and hundreds of vendors, and it's extremely popular for the holiday season because it's all the stuff you're going to need, in the next 30 days. So it's really on point. And another great place to get hundreds of really handcrafted gift ideas that stuff that says I didn't just go to Walmart, if you're 10 and under, Walmart's not just perfectly fine, or 15 and under maybe, but you start getting up a bit, and my mom once told us it's a no more knickknacks, guys, thanks. And then we're like, wait, what classifies as a knickknack, Mom? What about a candle holder? Knickknack. And then we just had to go through this list, you know. What about a frame for those pictures that you have over in the hallway? Knickknacks. Like, great. Wow. What about...
So what's not a knickknack? A consumable?
Yeah. You know, okay. If you gave her some pastries, of course, that would be a consumable.
Right,
you know,
you
had to get creative. The Nutcracker Market is a great place to get creative without getting really on somebody else's creativity.
I see.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've spent the time to really... For just that, you know, and it's got a place. It's got a way.
All right.
So, yeah, and you go out there. It's a nice touch, and it can put that nice touch to your Christmas show. Because they got a lot of neat stuff.
Maybe you can get a Nutcracker while you're there.
Oh, I'm sure. The full size.
Yeah. And then watch it at home on the couch since I.
The Lone Star Street Dance is November 9th.
Yes, that too. Make sure you get your boots on for that. Boots, Scoot, and Historic Montgomery. Mm-hmm. This is their first dance since May, too. So this is going to be exciting.
Wow. Yeah, and those are super cool and in our backyard. And they've been going on for a long time out there. Stephanie Fox and that group, JLG Realty, and a few others that are put that together. You know, God bless them. Thank you guys for your work out there. And guys and gals, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And that's always a lot of fun. And everybody always comes back saying how cool it was. You know, I just think, you know, as soon as I get out there to dance, they're going to be like... You know, and everybody's gonna
definitely. Yeah.
Look, it's
they're gonna tag
it's
you.
Yeah. That's everything I have here, and you know, that's coming up really close. Now, I want to thank the folks over at Carl's AC and Heating. Well, and they're not a sponsor for the show or anything, but every year this time of year they give away a cooling system, home. So you can go check them at Carl's AC and Heating and check out their website. And it really, it's one of a super kind. And it's always like heartbreaking. And, you know, they give away that air conditioned system. And it's like I almost want to lose a tear. And, you know, this lady's like, oh, lady's all cold. And they're like putting a heater in her house. And it's like, oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a really neat thing to do, and very kind of them, and I look forward to seeing that and what's going on with that. I don't even know if they're doing it this year. I just assume they are, and I'm way excited about it, and they do it every year, and I'm always thinking, what a big step to take, you know?
Yeah, what a great way to give back to the community.
Yeah, Estrella... new beer release is the first or the second over at Southern Star Brewery. Go catch that out. Go check their website out, their Facebook page, and get some information on that. We did have Fall Fest at the Light, and that's thelightcf.org. You can go see them there at I-45 in Willis. They're having a Fellowship Fall Festival featuring food and games November 3rd. Mud Bash. There's a Muddy Bash. The Muddy Bash. The Muddy Bash races obstacles, seasoned obstacle course racers. First time, November 9th and 7th. It's free. It's Three Palms Action Park here down the road. And you can go check that out. And see what else they're doing out there. Anything else on this list? Veterans Observance Days, lots of stuff. The Knife Show, going to be over at the Lone Star Convention Center. And that is November 9th and 10th, 10 a.m. You can go see the Texas Custom Knife Show.com. Big Top Festival's coming up. The Walden Gift Expo.
Lots of cool stuff going on this weekend and coming up. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Be sure to eat all the candy.
Eat all the candy. Yeah, eat all your kids' candy, too, so you can avoid the cavities later on down the road.
Well, folks, maybe. We thank you for watching. We thank you for keeping up with the show. Please take an opportunity to like and follow some of the folks we mentioned. Go see some of those events and you know, give us a support the show by liking, subscribing, following. Buy us a cup of coffee. You can do all those things on the links down below. We look forward to seeing you next week here on the Texas Ticket Show.
Lone Star Radio.